Welcome to the Private Practice Made Perfect podcast with me, Kathy Love. I'm a business coach who helps allied health professionals run powerful and profitable businesses in the disability sector. Join me for cutting-edge interviews with leaders in the allied health and business fields, along with plenty of practical content that you can use to make your business practice perfect. Well, hello there. It's Kathy Love. How are you? I could almost hear you listening. Now, I thought I'd have a little bit of a chat today about celebrating success. Now, the context for this topic is that it is the end of 2020 when I am recording this. And fair to say that this year is going to go down in the record books under many and varied different headings. And my kind of thoughts around this topic just sort of grew out of a conversation that I had with someone a couple of weeks ago. And it's come up in a couple of different ways and kind of got me thinking. But, you know, I'm sure you've all seen it on social media. You've probably had thoughts. You've probably had comments along the lines of, oh, my God, let's just get this over with. Bring on 2021, checking out a 2020. And what a write-off, what a waste, what a total disaster of a year it has been. And, you know, that just gets me curious, that sort of thinking. So, not going to deny for a momento that this has been a completely remarkable year, and it has been an incredible year of despair and hardship and challenge and, oh my gosh, there's just so many more words that I could put in there. But I would probably very elegantly and maybe not very effectively challenge the idea that it's been a complete and utter waste of time. I personally just would never dream of writing off a whole year. I know personally and for my family and my business, yes, there's been some speed bumps for sure. But it's also been a really interesting year of reflection and opportunity and creativity, and all sorts of new and interesting experiences have kind of popped across my line of sight as well. And this was where the conversation went with actually, it's more than one people. It's been a really good handful of people in the last couple of weeks as I've kind of been refining the edges of my thinking on this is, you know, what is it that we have gained from 2020, and what is it that we have learned? What is it that we would have never have had exposure to and opportunity to improve ourselves on, other than in the crazy context of COVID? And what is it that we can celebrate? What is it that we can celebrate? So that's the context for my thinking. And I sort of wanted to kind of kick off the session with one of my all-time favorite quotes, and I actually really want to put it on the wall of my office. Maybe that will be one of my success factors as we roll on into 2021. Life is not measured by the number of breaths we take, but by the moments that take our breath away, Hilary Cooper. And that is also interestingly complex as a choice of quote for 2020 as well. I'm aware of that. It's been a long-standing quote. I first heard it when I was traveling in Thailand, actually, and doing some coaching work through refugees and special schools in Thailand. So I first heard it there. So it has very personal context for me, but has different context for our COVID landscape at the moment. So this idea of the moments that take our breath away, let's maybe kind of dig in and think about some of those moments for us individually and collectively across this past year as well. So let's maybe kind of start with, you know, holding the mirror up to ourselves and thinking about what maybe personal success could look like for us this year. And I guess it becomes a question of, well, what, where have you succeeded personally in your own lives? Where have you seen success perhaps in the context of your family or in alignment with your friends, and success in the space of you being the epic and remarkable, unique human that you are? And so we measure personal success. We measure personal success in many ways. And some of the clients that I serve, they measure personal success in terms of the hours they work, the time and contribution they make to others less fortunate, contribution they make to family and neighborhood and community. They measure success in the extent to which they achieve their personal development plans. And I think across this year, many have added the number of hours they've slept as well, and their general kind of energy and capacity for more and different and rinse and repeat as well. So I'm wondering if this is something that you've ever thought about. What are your personal success measures, your personal success factors, if you like? And is this something that you have been kind of striving towards in 2020 to kind of just keep yourself personally on the rails and personally on track as much as humanly possible as well? And I guess this kind of gives me a little spin around to reflective practice and journaling, whether you're someone who likes a vision board or has kind of other ways of kind of defining and tracking your personal progress towards your objectives. And whether that is on a daily or a weekly or a monthly or a quarterly or an annual kind of basis, there's so many different ways to do this. And I'm sure you've thought about the best way that suits you personally to identify and kind of progress this stuff as well. I guess on the topic of reflection, you know, reflection is good little and often. A big reflection at the end of the year, yes, it's better than nothing, but my hunch is you will only remember the very, very significant moments and the perhaps more recent moments, and that there may be many, many moments between breaths that were also successful and remarkable for you that have just faded by way of comparison to those other bits that your neurology have kind of picked up as well. Perhaps personally also you've had real changes in the expertise you bring to your business management, the exceptional learnings and strengths that you've brought to your leadership of your team. Perhaps you've executed action across your business like in no other way you have ever done beforehand. And these are all personal successes as well. You might be communicating differently. You might be differently decisive, differently confident. Your skills may be up. Your caution and fear may be down. That all sits in the basket of personal success, in my book at least. So where is it? Let's just kind of pause and kind of pull in a couple of, you know, personal successes across this year. And, you know, where have your personal insights been? And here comes the question: how will you acknowledge yourself for that success? How will you celebrate? Maybe you've won Employee of the Year. Maybe there is a gift. Maybe there is something that is very, very meaningful to you that will acknowledge the incredible efforts you have put in on all fronts, but in particular your personal successes this year. I'm going to leave you to not necessarily jump to online shopping right now, but to just hold that thought and stay with me for the next couple of parts of this conversation as well. Let's shift the focus of celebrating success to your amazing team. It is still relevant whether you're a team of two or a team of 42, 52, 62. Team is team. And where have those standout moments been? Have you witnessed across your team shifts in cohesiveness? I think that's a word. Have you witnessed shifts in culture? And I'm kind kind of cluing in on positive shifts, actually. Have you seen incredible displays of your business values? Have you seen incredible displays of courage and generosity and care and compassion as well? Is this something that you kind of already have built into your teams? Do you have a recognition and reward scheme in place already? Increasingly, businesses are bringing this in and it's working very, very nicely as well. And I guess here as the business owner, you've got a bit of a dance about getting that balance right about celebrating individual success, time and place for that, but also celebrating team success, what the team has achieved as a whole across a week, a month, a quarter, a term, a year. And once again, I'm a big fan of measuring and celebrating success little and often rather than in quite a grandiose display once per year. I think you can get way better traction and it just seems more authentic to be celebrating in the moment that the activity action actually happened as well. I'm wondering if you're a business owner that has team goals or a team BHAG, Jim Collins' big, hairy, audacious goal. Is there something that as a team you have all set your hearts and minds to that you are tracking your progress towards as well? That is going to be a mighty fine day when you tick that one. So I guess we're kind of getting around to this thinking that there are small, medium, large, ginormous kind of activities and moments between breath that you can celebrate and that it is all relevant and it's all meaningful for you. But I wonder if you've actually thought that the way that you sort of capture these team insights, you capture these team moments, and the way you celebrate these team moments is actually such an important part of your business brand. It's actually part of your business recruitment strategy and very, very much part of your business retention strategy as well. So just to kind of file that away a little in case you're needing to justify anything to the accountant, you could perhaps put it in a slightly bigger and absolutely valid context as well. So, yeah, you know, once again, there's conversation to be had about what does success look like as a team. And I was reading something quite recently. Of course, I haven't gone back to get the name of the author. I think it was kind of general commentary, but it was. And what caught my eye about it was talking about how success is a process. Success isn't necessarily the end game. It can be for you, and that is okay. But I love this notion that success is a process, and that it's about understanding where you are at and having the insight to understand A, but the success is really in how to get to B or even to get past B. So it's not an A to B with B being the success. It's about the muddling along of the adventure in between as well. So I'll drop a nut one in your ears for some consideration as well. And I guess that gives you the opportunity to celebrate milestones as well, particularly if you're a business that is working in a project type flow to expanding what it is that you are doing. So rambling on here, you're probably 25 minutes ahead of me, but how do you define success in your team? Team success, and most importantly, how are you celebrating those team moments that happen between breaths? How are you celebrating? And there are so many ways to celebrate. There's everything from a handwritten card to taking your beautiful team on a retreat, to bringing in speakers, to giving them time off, paid, to food and flowers and gifts, to heading off on experiences together, social events, money, bonuses, all sorts of things. But I wonder if this is something that you do very naturally and authentically, or whether it is something that actually has a little bit of structure and strategy behind it. Wish I could hear your thoughts. Wish I could hear you talking out loud, maybe talking back to me with this question. So let's kind of just round this bit out again. How do you measure your team success? And how do you celebrate that success or the milestones that contribute to that ultimate success? Good one to think about, hey, particularly end of year. But I think success and celebration really go hand in hand on a weekly basis, on an end of month basis, on an end of term quarter basis, rather than saving it all up to the end. So just keep thinking about those sprinkles right across the whole year. Now let's have a bit of a think about business success. And, what I kind of come across is that in the busyness of business, business success and milestones towards that success can be totally romped over as business owners dive through the tsunami of the next thing to be doing. So maybe there is definition of success in that there is pausing between projects, between successes to actually kind of, get your crown on and make sure that you do acknowledge that a milestone and a moment has passed in a really successful, vibrant way as well. And sometimes the thinking around business success can be cumulative, that you get one done and so the next piece of work has to be even bigger, and that you'll just wait and you'll save all the celebrating stuff till you get the even bigger one done, and then that gets done, and then haven't got time, we'll just wait and we'll kind of do it when the next even bigger one gets done. I'm sure you know what I mean. Okay, so once again, how could you kind of be winding it back a little, checking in a little more often, looking for the millstones, the milestones, looking for the impact really that your ongoing business development activity has as an ongoing cumulative kind of pattern that I'm sure you're establishing as well. So I've already spoken about celebration as being part of your brand, and I want to bring this back in. I'm not sure how many of you have actually thought about the way that you celebrate and acknowledge as part of your brand. But this could be a really interesting question that you ponder. Perhaps ponder it yourself first and then socialize it with the team to get their ponderings and thoughts and buy in on it as well. It may be that you can really build in an environment of celebration right across the next month and have a little bit of a play with how you're going to define this success and how you're going to celebrate it. Now, I don't want this to become a chore. I do not want this to become routine and anticipated and expected and stale. Okay, and this is why I want you to think about it first before you kind of bring it to your leadership team and your general team. Imagine, oh my gosh, would this not be the worst thing ever to actually have celebration fatigue, a bit of praise fatigue, goodness. But to find some nice cadence to it, I think will be a really good sign as well. And once again, it could be the practice of acknowledgement, the practice of checking in, and a series of, small, medium, large, ginormous celebrations as appropriate to the task, I think could be really, really good. I came across a nice framework as well for determining giving a little bit of structure as to what you will celebrate. And it's the AIR, A-I-R. A is action. What is the action that has been done? I, what is the impact of that action being completed? And R, what is the reward that is proportional and significant in response to the action that was done and the impact that was created as well? So dropping that in for your consideration. And so the message, I guess, is not just celebrating for the sake of it. And I know that you wouldn't do that, but to make celebration part of your business and team rhythms, to make it meaningful, to make it genuine, and also a little bit anticipated as well. And it could be that you just need to kind of refocus a little and put in some of those pauses rather than just rolling on to the next even larger kind of piece of work coming up as well. And some of the the actions that you will be wanting to celebrate are quite measurable. Some of them will be really, really quite concrete. You're either at success or you're not. But it's perhaps those less measurable, those softer, fluffier, more holding it together with glue type actions that you might be wanting to kind of dig into. Someone who has displayed values, a sort of a subtle, more personally driven business milestone, could be around the number of impacts that you have served in a particular week. And it might help you get quite sort of focused on that as well, rather than just, yeah, rolling on to the next thing. So that's some of my thoughts on celebration. And I guess as we kind of round out 2020, to just make sure that you are acknowledging the personal success that you've had, that you're acknowledging the team success that I'm sure you've had, and the business success that I'm sure you've also had. And it may not be the success that's really obvious. It might be not hardcore number success. It might be softer, more cultural, more value-based successes as well. So remember to have a play with what's measurable and what's less measurable when you're looking at your business success factors, your team success factors, your personal success factors. And then allow yourself some time to think about and enjoy and anticipate and get excited about how you will celebrate those successes. And that is the bit that I absolutely want to hear about. So we will try and put a few posts like this into the Private Practice Made Perfect Facebook group, because you know what we're like, we're sticky beaks. We want to hear about how you are celebrating your personal, your team, and your business success. So enjoy, go and celebrate your success. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Private Practice Made Perfect podcast. For show notes and other resources, please visit practicemadeperfectpodcast.com. While you are there, you can subscribe for future episodes and continue your business adventure with me. And please be sure to share this and other episodes with your friends and colleagues. The Private Practice Made Perfect podcast is brought to you by Experts on Air Podcast Network.